From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Kevin McAleese. US President Barack Obama has denied Republican accusations he's been trying to claim the upper hand in an increasingly ugly fight over the ongoing US government shutdown. The Republican leadership insists they are not the problem, saying it doesn't really matter to them how long the shutdown lasts. Nina Marie Potts reports.
The fight over who's winning the government shutdown is getting nastier, with no sign either side's about to cave in. On a lunchtime visit to a sandwich shop in the heart of the nation's capital, President Obama said it's not a battle that can be won.
There's no winning when families don't have certainty about whether they're going to get paid or not. As long as they're off the job, nobody's winning.
He was reacting to comments by House Speaker John Boehner, who angrily slapped down the administration for taking advantage of the stalemate.
All we're asking for is to sit down and have a discussion and to bring fairness, reopen the government and bring fairness to the American people under Obamacare. It's as simple as that.
As the government shutdown ends its first week, the standoff is starting to hurt the economy, with some economists warning a two-week shutdown would start to become seriously detrimental. Nina Marie Potts, Washington.
The family of a 34-year-old Connecticut woman who was shot and killed by Capitol Hill police on Thursday following a high-speed car chase wants some answers. The mother of Miriam Carey, a dental hygienist who rammed her car into a barrier at the White House before fleeing to Capitol Hill, says her daughter was suffering from postpartum depression. The family's attorney wants to see a thorough investigation into the fatal incident.
So, of course, they're shocked, and as a family member, as well as how this whole thing occurred, because no one knows the exact circumstances of how this really occurred. That's a whole other part of this investigation on the family side.
The United Nations says European authorities must strengthen efforts to prevent a repeat of the Lampedusa shipwreck that killed more than 100 African migrants. An estimated 250 are still missing. The 66-foot boat was carrying migrants from Eritrea, Ghana and Somalia when it caught fire early Thursday near the Lampedusa port. Our correspondent at UN headquarters in New York, Stephen Fee, has more.
A spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights also said European states should ensure they're honoring their commitments to international refugee law. The UN believes 500 passengers, mostly from Eritrea, were aboard the doomed vessel that caught fire just half a mile from the Italian coast. The incident has raised concerns among UN officials about the increase of refugees plying the Mediterranean Sea, trying to escape insecurity and conflict in places like Eritrea and also Somalia. The UN did applaud Italy's decision to hold a day of mourning for the victims. Stephen Fee, New York.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. FIFA is setting up a task force to explore alternative dates for the 2022 Football World Cup in Qatar. The meeting of international soccer officials in Zurich has reaffirmed Qatar's status as 2022 host, but there has been concern about playing the tournament in searing summer heat. FIFA also plans to monitor the conditions of migrant workers after fears were raised about their exploitation. The task force will consult with medical experts, broadcasters, sponsors, and domestic leagues around the world. Russia has evacuated embassy staffers and their families from Libya following an attack on its diplomatic mission. The embassy came under attack on Wednesday night by a group of armed Libyans, reportedly friends of a citizen allegedly killed by a Russian woman. Daria Bondarchuk reports from Moscow.
An emergencies ministry airplane with 51 evacuees on board arrived in Moscow, delivering the Russian embassy staffers and their family members. They had to flee Libya after an attack on the Russian diplomatic mission in Tripoli. On October 2, a group of 10 armed men drove up to the compound in two cars. They opened fire on a parked diplomatic vehicle and the building itself and then torn down a Russian flag. Libyan security forces eliminated one of the gunmen and wounded four more attackers. Russia's and Libya's foreign ministries said the attack was not a political one and was prompted by a killing of a Libyan Air Force officer by a Russian woman, Yekaterina Ustyazhaninova. Daria Bondarchuk, Moscow.
And a member of the so-called Angola 3, who was released this week after 42 years in jail, has died. Herman Wallace was freed after a judge overturned his 1974 conviction in the murder of a Louisiana prison guard. The 71-year-old spent much of his time behind bars in solitary confinement. And that's the latest from Feature Story News, Kevin McAleese reporting.